Hello, I'm from Turkey, far from here. And I want to present our study. This is Seher's dissertation thesis, and I'm her master or professor, or something like that. So, we don't have any significant financial aid, or we don't have any affiliate in the organization. So, you know, disability is an umbrella term covering impairments, activity limitations, and participation restrictions. And in the society, disabled persons have now in interest because technology in health services has been improved, the definition of health has been broadened, and human rights have been put into the state and public's agenda. According to our state census, 1.8% of our population are disabled. But we know, according to the WHO, one in every 10 people lives with one or more disability. So, the most common causes of disability we know: chronic diseases, injuries, mental impairments, birth defects, environmental degradation, malnutrition, and other causes of often related to poverty. And the number of people with disabilities have been increased by population growth and aging, etc. And about 80% of the world's population of people with disabilities live in low-income countries and experience social and economic disadvantages and denial of rights. So my country, Turkey, is a developing country, so I want to say something about Turkey. Turkey is an Eurasian country that lies across the Anatolian Peninsula and the Thrace in the Balkan region of the Southern Europe. And Turkey's area occupies approximately 790,000 square kilometers, and as of 2007, the population of Turkey stood at 70.5 million with a growth rate of 1% per annum. Life expectancy stands at 71.3 overall population. And Bursa, this my city, lies on the northwestern part of Turkey, and its population is approximately 1.5 million, and it is Turkey's fourth largest city and one of the most industrialized metropolitan centers in the country. After Bursa had metropolitan status in 1987, three districts were established, and Nilüfer, our region, is the western district of Bursa. In order to train our students, last year medical students and Master of Public Health students, and to do researches about health problems and propose strategies to prevent them, our university, Uludağ University, and Nilüfer Municipality have signed an agreement in October 2003. And our Department of Public Health is responsible for this practice. I mean the practice of public health. We are not responsible for all Nilüfer district, but we restricted our population to 28,000 people. This study was done to determine the prevalence, type, and causes of disability among 15 years and older people and socio-demographic characteristics of disabled people, persons in Nilüfer district, Bursa. This cross-sectional study was done in 2004, randomly selected 15 years and older. 946 people were interviewed in their houses. They were asked for their consent orally, and we did this study with the permission of our university's ethical committee. And we ask in our questionnaire demographic characteristics, situation of illness and disability, stories about of disabled persons and the situation of using equipments and being dependent activities of daily living. And for the criteria about disability, catalog of health indicators which was published by WHO was used, and the people with difficulties with different levels were classified as disabled. And these activities of daily living were asked and categorized as dependent, partially dependent, and independent, whether they are able to do them or not. And our results, the mean age of study of our study population was 38 years. The prevalence of disability in whole population 10.8%, in women 10.3%, and in men 11.3%. And table 1 shows us the prevalence of disability according to the gender, marital status, age groups, education years, and working situations. There is no gender difference for being disabled, and the prevalence of disability was higher in older group. Disabled people had significantly lower education, higher unemployed levels. Having social aid and according to the situation of disability has shown in table 2, the municipality of Nilüfer gives social aid to the lower income families. In our study, 11.8% of disabled people have this social aid, and only 4.7% of non-disabled people have this aid, and the difference was statistically significant. The movement disability was the highest, and the disability of seeing and hearing were in the second and third order. And when we look at the causes of disabilities, we can see that chronic disease and old age together are 52.9%, accidents are 19.5%, infectious disease are 16.4%, and congenital abnormalities are 11.2%. Only 52% of disabled people have had a chance to be rehabilitated. 17.6% of them said that they couldn't find a job or have to change their job or thrown out of employment because of being disabled. We also asked if they work in an association affiliated with disability. Only one person answered this question yes. In table 5, the dependencies of activities of daily living are shown. Most people need help while light housework and shopping and community mobility. And after this study, these results, we are not so surprising, but we have shared these results with the municipality, and we have some suggestions in order to prevent to make conditions better for disabled people and to improve public awareness, and we did something. Special conditions, physical conditions have been improved. I mean the roads, I mean the pedestrian roads or something that can disabled people can go. They improved this. The number of specific buses for community transport have been increased. There was one bus, and after we talk and share our findings, the buses become more. Special schools have been established for disabled children, and there are private and public special schools have been established. And we did some education in primary and middle school. We educate children about preventing disabilities and what the disability means. And we have an association, Nilüfer Local Agenda 21, maybe you know about this. This is World Health Organization's coverage. And Disability Association in Nilüfer, Local Agenda 21, has been established. And this is so. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I was on the wrong page before. Anybody?